Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Course. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show we take a trip up to the North Eastern Theatre Organ Association and throw a spotlight on their new Victoria Centre, Howden Lawyer Wurlitzer. This mighty three-man uniting-rank Wurlitzer started life in 1930 at the New Victoria Cinema, or New Vic, in Bradford. The three-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer had to fill a 3,500-seat cinema, and it was totally inadequate to start off with, but after the war changes were made replacing the Vox Humana with a British-made English horn, and the Canura with a Crummett, which all happened by 1947. Arnold Loxham was resident at the New Vic for many years, so let's listen to him now, with a selection of popular tunes ending on his signature tune, Come Back to Sorrento. Arnold Loxham there with Lonesome and Sorry, Paper Moon, and Who's Sorry Now, ending with his signature tune, Come Back to Sorrento. Well, Arnold moved over to the Odeon in the Hedgerow in Leeds, and the baton was handed over to a number of budding organists, one of whom was David Hamilton, who recorded the only commercial recording of the Wurlitzer in its original home. So let's have a track from that LP with a beautiful ballad called Memories of You. David Hamilton there with Memories of You in 1966, only 2 years before the organ was taken out. This was because of structural work that was going on in the theatre, and the Wurlitzer had to be removed within 2 weeks. Thanks to Ralph Bartlett and the Theatre Organ Club, the Rank organisation were able to sell the Wurlitzer, and within the 2 weeks, 10 volunteers removed the Wurlitzer. In March 1971, Cornforth's United Social Club offered space for the installation of the organ in their new club building. And after 3 years of hard installation work, it was opened on the 21st of April 1974, notably by star resident organist of the time of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, Ernest Broadbent. Sadly, no commercial recordings were made of the Wurlitzer at Cornforth. However, due to ways and means and the fact that I get left boxes and boxes of tapes, I do have a copy of the opening concert and the anniversary concert. Sadly, the quality of the opening concert tape isn't sufficient to put on the show. However, the anniversary concert, which also featured Ernest Broadbent, was in tip-top condition. So let's listen to it now as Ernest plays three tunes from Eurovision, and I'm sure that you know all of the titles. Shawbent there with Puppet on a String, All Kinds of Everything, and Let Me Be the One, which was the 1975 entrance by the UK, which was played by The Shadows. Sadly, just 6 months after the anniversary concert, the Wurlitzer was to play its last chord. A change of club committee meant problems with access to the hall, and by January 1976, the Wurlitzer was taken out and placed into storage. Naturally, the NETOA were keen to have the Wurlitzer back up and playing. And on the 11th of March 1977, they bought the Trinity Methodist Chapel in Howden Le Weir. This meant that they became the first group in Europe to acquire their own premises for the preservation of a theatre pipe organ. It took 9 years to convert the building and install the Wurlitzer, and the first concert opened in March 1986 with Nigel Ogden and Joe Marsh at the console. Incidentally, our next track comes from Joe, as he and his father were key to the installation of the Wurlitzer throughout its various homes. Let's listen then to Joe playing on the first CD recorded at the New Victoria Centre with a beautiful ballad called What I Did for Love. The lush sounds there of Joe Marsh with What I Did for Love. It had always been hoped to add back into the specification the two ranks that were removed in the post-war changes, the Vox Humana and the Canura. And by 1992, this had all been completed. Like Joe Marsh, David Lowe is one of those organists who is also an expert at organ building. And he's become very much involved with the Handler Weir Wurlitzer in recent years. Now, I recently got left a box of tapes, and in this is a tape of David Lowe playing the Handler Weir Wurlitzer. There's no announcements on the tape, nor applause, so it makes me think that this could have been a pre-runner of a commercial release, but I have absolutely no idea. But the playing sounds absolutely tip-top, and if David is listening, maybe he can tell me where this came from. Though I can tell you the title of the song. It's a beautiful waltz written by Bill McGuffey called Sweet Dreams. And it also gives an outing for the organ's Weber grand piano attachment. In 2003, the Wurlitzer was then 73 years old and was in desperate need of some refurbishment. It was decided that this would take place and to consider what other enhancements might be made to improve the versatility of the instrument. The NETOA were lucky in so much as they were awarded £49,000 by the Heritage Lottery Fund in 2004, which meant that they could start on the restoration and addition to the Wurlitzer. By March 2010, the final specification had been drawn up and bringing the total number of ranks on the organ to 19. The finishing touches were done by Ed and Patty Zollman, who came over from the USA to tonally finish the Wurlitzer. The first CD recorded on the organ under its current specification was done by Simon Gledhill in 2011. I've chosen a track from this CD which is entitled On the Sunny Side of the Street, but this is a beautiful ballad demonstrating all of the subtle sounds of the Wurlitzer, called Moonlight in Vermont. The lush sounds there of Simon Gledhill with Moonlight in Vermont. Well, I have to take my hats off to members of the NETOA for such a fine Wurlitzer installation. I absolutely adore its crisp, clean sounds in the rather cosy venue. It's certainly an organ that I would recommend anybody up that way to pop in and have a listen. Well, the most recent recording made on the Wurlitzer was done a couple of months ago by Howard Beaumont. We've already heard a track from it, but let's hear another. It's Howard in lively Latin form with a song written by Henry Mancini for the Pink Panther. It had better be tonight. Lively sounds there of Howard Beaumont at the Howden Lewier Wurlitzer, bringing our show to a close. Well, I hope that you'll be able to tune in next Thursday at 8 p.m. as John Leeming takes the microphone with enough a variety of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.